Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story. We've talked a lot about restaurants in the pandemic and as they reopen. What about the bars? Well, you can go inside a bar again on the yellow tier, which is where we're at now in L.A. County. Let's get more live from the South Bay this morning. KNX 1070's John Baird.
It's all about the numbers. In the yellow tier, many businesses can expand capacity and bring more people inside again, like gym operators and movie theaters. They can ratchet up to 50% capacity from 25%. Amusement parks like Universal Studios can move to 35% capacity, and sports venues like Dodger Stadium can operate at 67% capacity. That's more than 35,000 fans in Chavez Ravine. Restaurants remain at 50% capacity for indoor dining, but with no maximum caps, not in the yellow tier. Jot Condi is the president and CEO of the California Restaurant Association.
It's going to be years before many of these restaurant operators recover. There's been many months where they've gone without paying rent, so they're sitting on a stack of bills that they owe.
Plus, he says they have to scramble to hire more people. As for diners, people from up to six different households can be together indoors as long as they're vaccinated. Otherwise, they're only allowed to sit indoors with up to six people from their own households. Reporting live in Manhattan Beach, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Now, if everything goes as scheduled, the state will reopen next month, and UCSFS infectious disease expert Dr. Monica Gandy says we might hit another milestone.
I am predicting that Governor Newsom was actually right, and June 15th is when we're going to be done, have herd immunity.
Now, California currently ranks 11th in the country, 50% of the state's population having received at least one dose of the vaccine.
Knott's Berry Farm, such a fun place, opening to season pass holders today. Of course, it's been shut down for so long because of the pandemic. About 4,000 employees have been brought back to help with operations. A new 4D interactive dark ride is going to have its debut today. The general public, just in case you're curious, going to be able to go back to Knott's on May 21st. And if you're thinking, well, how long is that? It is 2 weeks from Friday.
Orange County Board of Education, I should say, is on record now opposing vaccine passports and mandatory inoculations for the students. At least the COVID inoculations. The board has been inundated in recent weeks with some concerned parents.
No one has a right to force their venom in you, because at some point you might decline, but you signed into law your own noose if you do this for forced vaccinations and the global passport.
So the vote for the statement was 4-1. Board member Becky Gomez dissented. She says there are state laws on vaccination policy, so this statement just was not necessary.
To carry out the responsibilities required immunization for attendance or participation in benefits or in attending school. So I'm not sure what the point of this resolution is.
Yeah, there had been a lot of rumors floating around in Orange County about this, none of them based in fact, but a lot of the parents said they were at least happy to have some kind of assurance in writing.
A lot of people in Tarzana overnight and this morning were saying, what is going on? Well, it was a big birthday party for Chris Brown, because he lives up there in the hills. Turned 32 on Cinco de Mayo. There were hundreds of people at this party. They were double parked in the streets, wandering the streets. Cops had to be called in around 2 o'clock to usher people out. No word on arrests. It seems that it was peaceful.
Today, people living near a toxic dump site in Huntington Beach will get some answers on how it's going to be cleaned up.
The first time Ascon tried to clean up the 38-acre toxic site on Magnolia and Hamilton, neighbors complained about dust and fumes, so they stopped. Next month, cleanup starts again, but much differently.
We do expect this to go much better than what we saw a couple of years ago.
Oliver G. is the Huntington Beach City Manager.
I think the expectation from the community ultimately is that the whole site be remediated, but that it be done so in a manner that is safe.
Tonight at 6 p.m., there's a public meeting about the toxic cleanup. It will be held on Zoom. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Teachers union at Cypress College, critical of the school's administration for not defending, they say, a professor who was featured on this video. We played this for you on KNX. She repeatedly interrupted a student who was saying that the police officers should be heroes. The union says that Cypress College failed to be, in their words, anti-racist when it didn't defend her actions. According to the Orange County Register, a, quote, strong and clear public statement has been requested in support of all faculty and their right to exercise what they call academic freedom.
Officials in Torrance taking a look at the cost and the benefit of trapping coyotes all year round. It's the only city in the South Bay that actually traps coyotes on a regular basis. It does it during the winter months. Those in favor of the plan say it's a public safety issue, but opponents say that coyote sightings have decreased in recent months and that public education is more effective in dealing with that problem.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.